The Torah links this week's parsha to the deaths of Nadav and Avihu. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe acharei mot shnei v'nei Aharon. The question is, what is the message after death? I believe we get the message in the very next pasuk. It talks about the Kohanim entering the Mishkan properly v'lo yamot, in order to avoid death. Judaism reacts to death by valuing life, by trying to protect life and ensure that people can survive. We see this message in each of the parsha's three prakim. The first parak, as mentioned, speaks about how to enter the Mishkan properly. And in general, when we speak about the Kohanim are symbols of life who are meant to distance themselves from death. Rav Kook writes that as opposed to other religions whose priests are very involved in death because it's something people have a hard time understanding, our Kohanim are separated from death, are separated from Tumah. The second parak of this week's parsha, parak Yud Zayin, deals with blood not only of human beings, but even of animals. We're so careful, we're not allowed to eat the blood. We have to cover the blood. In fact, the Torah tells us that if you kill an animal inappropriately, not for the right purposes, dam yechashev, you've spilt blood. Why are we so careful about blood? The Torah gives the answer in Pasuk Yud Aleph, ki nefesh habasar badam. The blood of any living being symbolizes life, and we need to respect and treasure life. This theme climaxes in the third parak of the parsha, parak Yud Chet, where when the Torah speaks about the Yisurei Arayot, it says, v'chai bahem. Avoid the Arayot so that you can live through Torah. The goal of Torah and Mitzvot is to help us survive and live properly. This phrase, v'chai bahem, is used by the Nevi'im extensively, Yecheskel, Perek Chof, three times, Nehemiah, Perek Tet. What does the Torah mean when it speaks here about v'chai bahem? So on the one hand, the Sifra and Unkelis both speak about life in the next world, and obviously mitzvah fulfillment brings us to the next world. But the Pasha Pshat and the Psukim here speak about survival in this world, not sinning in a way that will be removed from this world. This is how the Rashbam explains it, and also how Rabbi Akiva understood the Pasuk. Rabbi Akiva learns from here that Pikuach Nefesh is Doche, almost all of the mitzvot, the Averot in the Torah, Tosefta and Shabbat, Perek Tet Zayin. And famously, Rabbi Akiva in Baba Metzia, Daf Samech Ben Amar Aleph tells us, if you're in the desert, one canteen with a friend, you drink it yourself. V'chai achicha imach, chayecha kodmin l'chayei chavirecha. Your life comes first. The Torah goes to great extremes to protect life. Even the life of a murderer, Dvarim Perek Yutet, the Arei Miklat, v'lo yishafech dam naki bekerev artzecha. We protect the murderer who kills b'shogeg. Though we punish a murderer bemazed with death, that's because we value life so much that we want to protect its value. In fact, we're familiar with Dvarim Perek Chaf Aleph, the parsha of Egla Arufa, where when we find a corpse and we don't know how he died, how he was killed, we have to do a whole ritual with the Parah Aduma. Rashi quotes Chazal, who explains to be mechaper for the death and the loss of life. The Ramban takes all this to a higher level on the pasuk of Achai Bem, and he explains, the goal of Torah and Mitzvot is not just to keep us alive, but help us live life properly, help build a just, fair, and functional society where people can live together with respect and help each other grow in the best possible way. May we learn from Parshat Achrimot and from death in general how to appreciate, treasure, value, and develop life to the fullest.